Yes.
The Oaks, it's Rich.
Hey, Rich, this is Julian. Sorry we got disconnected. I've
been having
phone issues on and off. But yeah, you mentioned that you've been in business since 2003. You're an S-Corp. And then I think the last question I asked you was, how would you rate your credit? So you said it's getting better, right?
Yeah. My personal credit?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm in. I'm getting back into the high 600s, low 700s.
Okay, that's actually not too bad at all.
No, it's getting better. I've been working through a lot of stuff since the downturn in 2009.
Yeah, but hey, you survived it. A lot of businesses didn't even make it out of that crisis.
Yeah, well, we did. I used a lot of my own personal money to survive, and so now I'm still hacking away at it.
I gotcha. Still recovering a little bit.
Yep.
Cool. The cool thing about the working capital programs, the unsecured cash, is it's mostly based on the sales of your business. As long as you can cash flow the note, the payment, we can, like I said, we can usually get you around 10% of your top line revenue. So even if your credit isn't like A+, we can still get you approved for a good program. As long as you have like positive bank statements. Have your bank statements been like in negative territory at all recently?
No.
Okay. Well, that's awesome. Okay. And have you filed for your 2015 taxes already?
Personal or corporate?
Corporate.
Yes.
Okay. Well, that's actually, you're a step ahead of the most business owners right now.
Well, I try to get that done early because it flows through to my personal income.
Exactly. That's how the S corporation's set up, right? It flows through, so you just get the personal tax on that.
That's great. Yeah.
Okay. Well, let me just kind of tell you what we need to get you approved and tell you a little bit about the process. I can actually have you approved within 24 hours of receiving the application. We're not like a normal big bank. I know, like, I don't know if you've ever gone through a big bank to get business financing, but it takes a long time and they need a ton of paperwork and it's a real pain. What we need is it's a one-page application. We look at 6 months of your bank statements just to make sure that you have healthy cash flow. And then we look at the previous year's tax return just to make sure that you're a legitimate business. And then once we have that, we can typically have you funded within 24 hours after that. So if it's something, if it's cash that you needed like relatively quickly, I can move at a pretty fast pace. You'd be dealing with me directly, so like you'd actually have my phone number. It's not like you have to call some special phone number and wait to get a hold of me and wait for me to call you back. Like it's you would literally just be dealing with me. And I can like I said, I can have you funded within just a couple days if you're looking to move along pretty quickly. But I can move at whatever pace is best for you.
Is this money that I have to take as a loan, or can I do it as a credit loan?
Well, we offer credit lines as well, if that's what you prefer.
I would prefer that. Only use money that I need.
Okay. Yeah, we can basically run your application through and see what you qualify for. And then once we have an approval, we can go over some options for you. If your line of credit works out better for you, you can take that. If you prefer doing like a one-time working capital thing, we can help you with that as well. Have you gone to your bank already for this sort of situation, or have you got any feedback from them at all?
Bank of the West.
Mm-hmm.
I had a working capital loan. It was a credit line back in the early days, and we had a. I think we owed them like $40,000, and then that was back when everything went in the toilet.
Yeah.
They canceled my credit line, and then I worked it off over the next 7 years. Now it's paid off. And, you know, I missed a couple of payments here and there because we just didn't have the cash coming in. But toward the end, it was pretty consistent, and I got them paid off. So I'm not interested in going back to Bank of the West. They didn't work very well with me when everything hit the fan.
Yeah, that's kind of the feedback that we get, unfortunately, with a lot of the bigger banks. And
yep, that's it. That's the way it goes, and deal with it. And
they don't like to play around too much with the smaller companies, small and medium-sized companies, I don't think. Are you currently banking with them?
Oh, my checking account's with them, yes.
Yeah, but you don't really like to go for them for, like, financing or anything like
no,
that?
No, I don't even talk to them. I just try to grit my teeth and try to get through it.
Yeah. So the cool thing here too, you don't have to switch your account and use us as a checking or anything like that. You can pretty much just use us for whatever you need, as like a kind of a secondary resource. But yeah, like I said, I can just email you really quick with the stuff that we need. Like I mentioned, it's a one-page application, 6 months bank statements, and then the previous year's tax return. And if it's something that you wanted to get to me today, I could bring it into my meeting with my underwriter that I have at the end of the day and have an answer for you tomorrow. Or if you wanted to get it to me by tomorrow or something, I can have an answer for you like mid this week. How quickly were you looking to move along with this? Is this something that you can use like pretty immediately or...
Well, I have some cash right now. It's I'm looking at in a couple of weeks I might be running up against a possible cash flow problem because, like I say, I got this project that's taking a lot of my cash, and then I've got payroll to make week after next, and then I've got a large payment coming in for a sub for this project I'm talking about, and when I get it done, which will be right after the first of the month, then it goes to the mortgage company, and then it takes a couple of weeks, and they're going to owe me about just under $30,000.
Okay, so that's all
I want to do is get through that, because I've got a lot of money into this thing, and it might hit me in a couple of weeks.
Okay, cool. So it would be very short term, as in like 2 months, 3 months, maybe.
Oh, yeah, at the most, yeah.
Okay.
As soon as I get the money from that project, everything will be paid for. It's just putting back into my cash reserves.
Exactly. Okay. Yeah, well, like I said, once we get the paperwork in, I can kind of go over it with my underwriter and see what you qualify for. It might actually be cheaper to do working capital if it's that short term versus line of credit, but you know, because it really depends on the situation. For something like this, if it's short term, we can kind of just measure the two options together and see what works best for you.
Yeah, we'll look at it.
Yeah, what's your email address, Rich?
It's RKNOX at the Oaks, THEOAKS, KNB.com.
Okay, so R Knox, as in KNOX, at the Oak, S as in Sam, K, N as in Nancy, B as in boy.com, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to send you an email right now with the stuff we need. And then feel free to get that back to me today. And then I can kind of bring it to my underwriting meeting and run it through and see what we can do for you and have an answer for you by tomorrow. Or like I said, if it's easier, you can get it to me tomorrow and I can have an answer for you by like Wednesday or Thursday or something.
No problem. I probably won't get it today. I have things to do. I can't just stop everything I do.
Oh, no. Yeah, totally.
I'll try to get it in sometime tomorrow.
Okay, cool. I'm going to send you the email within the next 5 minutes or so. Feel free to give me a call if you have any questions at all about it. And if I don't hear from you, like say by the end of the day tomorrow, I'll probably just give you a call. Is that okay?
Yeah, if I'm here, I'll answer the phone. Sometimes okay, I'm not
cool.
here.
Okay, and the last question, if we can't get you approved or if it's not something that you like, do you have other options? Like, do you have backup options or what would you do if we can't get you approved, just hypothetically?
Well, I just have to sweat through it.
Okay. Well, I'll definitely work diligently to make sure we get you taken care of then, okay?
All right, I appreciate it.
My pleasure, Rich. We'll talk soon.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.